Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, October 27th, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called In Your Eyes by Silent Code, Misrepresent of Northampton, United Kingdom. Next, I will play for you one more song real quick, and then I wanted to do a live reading of Our Lady of Death, which has gotten a lot of positive feedback, and y'all will probably like it. Let's see. In the meanwhile, please enjoy this next song called, and this is the song I actually found on Reverb Nation earlier this afternoon, along with that first song you just heard. And this is by a group called Tedzie and the Wranglers, and it's called Afraid of Dying. Here you go.
I met a pretty little woman. She had no place to go. We made our way to Georgia, place that I call home. Had ourselves a good life, preacher man, he said. Till the spring of 45 and trouble that it bring. I'm afraid of dying, but I'd lay down my life. I'm afraid of dying, but I'd lay down my life for you. I ain't much for hating, but Lord knows that's the truth. Until they took my baby, hating's all I do. And I'm a wanted man, I kill all of them I can. I took the path less traveled, I hope you understand. I ask that you forgive, I know not what I did. You strap this noose around my neck and grant me my last wish. I'm afraid of dying, I lay down my life for you. And I'm afraid of dying, but I lay down my life for you.
You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh. Gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you wanna slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride my lust.
That was The Sweetest Death. I actually meant to say Our Little Death was the poem that I was going to read for you all this evening. Excuse me, pardon the mess. I'm, like, trying to go through my music right now, and, like, the music playlist is stuck. Oh, la, la, what to do? Yes. But anyways, I'll do a live reading real quick right now, and as promised, there will be my special guest interview with Mark B. of cammodeldirectory.com. And I actually have a fan-submitted question for him, so I'm very excited for this interview, which should be taking place within the next 20 to 30 minutes, so stay tuned. But here you are. I will read Our Little Death. I'll put you up along my smile, bring you back down under a while, fill you with life, with a wisp of death, till we're both running, clear, out of breath, till we expire on sins and sighs, on dreams and fears upon our thighs. We'll bury deep here, counting sheep, to rise and shine in our daily grind. The end. That is Our Little Death, which I wrote and published on Monday, May 13th, 2013 at 10 hours 28. In the meanwhile, please enjoy the next possible song I can bring up real quick. 2 seconds here. Oh, wait, there's a really pretty one. There, I found it. It features an Irish flute, so enjoy. It's called Cap Clear by Aislinn.
Thank you. I never saw the state. But I saw you here, and you saw me. I cried for you, and you cried for me. Wonder why you didn't know what was your reality. It doesn't matter, but now every in the separate grave, our tears are out.
Hello? Hello? Is anybody out there? Woo! Woo! Hi. Hello? Is there anybody out there? Oh. It's Friday the 13th. And I could totally scare you right now. If you saw my hair. It's currently in witness protection program underneath a lovely red towel. Oh! What the freak, man? The freaks come out on Fridays. You want to see my towel? You can see my towel. But I'm not freaking showing. Oh, my glasses still hold on. Okay, now I'm blind, but now you see a towel, and DJ, and me, and I don't even know if I'm pointing this correctly, because I'm blind, officially, right now. But I love you anyway.
It's on Skype.
Skype's downloading something weird. You know, they were just bought out by, like, I think Microsoft or somebody? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Scary. So scary. Anyway, I just turn on the webcam because that's how I do. Totally unscripted, unedited. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Not much right now. What? What? Well, okay, tell me, BJ, what would come out of my mouth if it were to come out? Food poisoning was yesterday, and I'm probably over that. I've been okay lately for the past 24 hours, let's say. Tell me, give me some ideas. What would come out of my mouth? Let me know.
Okay. I can't say it. I just can't.
Be
use your imagination.
Be poetic. What?
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm not a poet.
Come now.
Yeah. That's,
come now.
That's one thing that might.
That's gross.
Well, I was trying to be poetic.
I either swallow or gargle. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm working on some videos for tonight. I need to figure out what to do with my hair. It's in hiding right now. I need to fix it. It's like not available for the viewing public at the Momo. But soonish. But I want to put something out and maybe you'll see this, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see like, you know, only the hair done stuff. But anyway, I did want to say hi. And I don't know, I suppose, okay, I was asked recently why so often I choose not to show my face, and that's usually because when I'm working, I'm in nerd mode, and to me that means UGMO mode, but I don't know, a lot of guys still find it hot when they happen upon me, but I don't, I'm like really vain, so I think it's weird sometimes. Anyway, so I'm usually wearing glasses, no makeup, and my hair could be any which way. So that's usually sometimes why. And then sometimes I kind of just want to see how expressive the body can be and the voice. Like, can you be lured in and captured by my voice, by DJ's voice, by our bodies? And if I must say, I think it's kind of sexy, at least half the time. Or more. No, fuck. Freak to that.
All the time.
Oh! All the time.
All the time.
All the time. What was I thinking? Always hot. Always hot. Somebody.
That's right.
Somebody in the world thinks I'm beautiful. And my boobs look massive right now.
It's fucking huge.
So who needs a face? Who needs a face when you got tatas like that? Am I right or am I wrong? Should I bust out in some French too? Tu veux entendre quelque chose très très sexy et chaud? Je peux parler toute la nuit comme ça. Tu me dis. Okay? Alright. Okay, don't leave English speakers. I'm done for now. So there'll be more later. And
much more.
I'm going to show my profile. A little bit more. And I'm being nice. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm not going to scare you with what's underneath this towel.
Oh, wait.
I look like a warden.
Kiss
right
it.
There.
Kiss.
Oh, yeah. Do I need to take my fucking pants off?
Mm-hmm. I
actually said a non-eat swear word now. Okay, only a little bit, because this is... I'm trying to make this friendly. This is bald.
It's friendly to me.
Okay, as long as it's friendly to somebody.
You need help, right?
Okay.
You gotta turn this
way. More. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This robe name, that's
okay. My pleasure. Excuse me, somebody has to do this. It's a dirty job.
Oh, my God.
It's dirty.
No, it's fresh and so clean. But it'll get dirty.
It will.
And approximately...
It's coming.
As soon as the camera comes on.
That's right.
What is it? Am I repping this brand? What kind of towel is this? This freaking tag keeps showing all the time.
Stuart.
No, it's made in China. I'm repping China. Peace, China. I rep your towel. I need to turn this camera off because I am about to be too obscene. Happy Friday. Woo!
That was a French and Freaky Friday audio version of a former YouTube clip featuring yours truly, Sandra London, and ZJ. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And we will be having this interview with Mark B. of Cam Model Directory very shortly. I just wanted to go ahead and give a shout-out to a couple of the groups that I listened to on Reverb Nation earlier today. Zane of Agora Hills, Sure Thing in Ventura, and Sexy and the Beast in L.A. So I will be playing their music on this here show and the coming episodes. They're awesome, and there are plenty more that I listen to. There are about maybe 30 different submissions in my box, and I had a good old time listening and reviewing and all this kind of stuff, so I had a blast, and I hope you will enjoy their music coming your way in the future. And I did want to say happy birthday to Amsterdam, like the city of Amsterdam, which was founded in 1275. Happy birthday to the New York City subway system, which is the biggest in the U.S. and one of the biggest in the entire world, which was founded in 1904 on this day. And happy birthday to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, woohoo, which was founded on 1682. There are two notable thingies in history that I'll go ahead and share real quick before your next song. One was in 1988, Reagan tore down the U.S. embassy in Moscow because of Soviet listening devices in the building structure. Interesting. And 2005, on this day, marks the beginning of riots in Paris after the deaths of two Muslim teenagers. I was actually living in France at that time, so I remember that very distinctly. and it like guided my thesis, my graduate thesis, in a way it influenced my research topic. But anyways, here, enjoy your next song, and I'll be right back with you. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play Freak Show by Cheech Marley featuring Tony Yates.
Yeah. Young Giants, Cheech Marley, Tony Yates.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you
dancing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor.
All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak.
Ooh, that freak show.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Shake it for me slow, then split it to the floor. I'm hypnotized and glamorized by the shape of your thighs. Arouse and mesmerize your apple bottom just right. Let's do some role playing, you pink it, I'm Wesley Pipes. Mr. Beat that thing up and tell the kitty keep the night. Even if it's hard here, I don't bark, I just bite. Get it, I've been grinding all my life. You met my girl, ecstasy, she can take you for a ride. Up away, our destination cloud nine. Why I want that look it, is you crazy or just blind? You a five-star chick, a certified dime. You put on exotic shows when you vibe to my rhymes. All the ballers wanna hit you, tell them dudes stand in line. Get real pimp, give me your body plus your mind. And we can share this limelight, 2010, be in class.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you
bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor.
All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak.
When
you
do
that freak show.
You make them look like beginners. Kiss me, Mary Jane, while I'm painting you this picture. If the bartender asks, Remy Martin, that's my liquor. Shake it fast for me, let me see if it gon' tremble. You got earthquakes, and I swear it's off the Richter. I told you I'm a star, Jeremiah, that's mine. Oh yeah, it's very true, when I say we no pretenders. We them young boys, you can check out street credentials. I hear money make you come, is you a gold digger? Go 5,000 ones. Try to get richer, I'ma touch a little bit to make it droop and make it tickle. I can't help myself, I'm in love with a stripper. The only thing I tell my gal is I promise I won't kill her.
Girl, girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you
bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor.
All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak.
When
you
do
that freak show.
Sure can't take it to the preacher, he'll sin with you at the church. He's telling me, you've been sexy since the day of birth. The doctor seen the model, told your mama what you worth. I seen the same thing, so I was like, it's closed curves. I'm Mr. Beat that thing up, girl, let Moo, I'm a murder. You got a swag like Rihanna, and a body like Alicia. If you let me press your keys, I can promise I'm a pleaser. Girl, I gotta get you, cause it's cold like Keisha. Got a Campbell on your back, I could've sworn you was Tisha. And a penis, you can tell I'm broke, Joe, cause you don't need them. You got a smooth dude, the dirty dime, where they breed them. She can tell when you're fake, like a book, how she reads you. She don't wanna entertain you, she don't even try to tease you.
Girl, I like how you work them hips and thighs.
How you
bouncing all around, it got me hypnotized. And you got my attention.
How you drop it to the floor.
All eyes on you like you're shooting a freak.
When
you
do
that freak show.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Freak show.
Yeah.
And that was Freak Show by Cheech Marley featuring Tone Yates. And here, while we have a little bit of time before the interview, I will go ahead and do another live reading before the main event, which is the interview with Mark B. of CamModelDirectory.com, but also the reading of Oratio Oblica, which will take place towards the end of the show. But in the meanwhile, I'll do The Lady in the Window, very apropos for tonight's broadcast, which I wrote October 30th, 2012. There we go. All right. The lady in the window, yeah, she only wants for me. She bleeds bright golden tokens from her standing stiff army. The lady in the window, as naked as can be, she's hiding in my box for the whole wide world to see. The lady in the window, she is my one and only fan. She sends me soiled sundry. I give her all I can. The lady in the window, my broadcast fantasy, and once she hits her goal, it will be them and her and me. Tonight, I'll have her all for me. In my dreams, she's always free. The end. That was another on-the-spot erotic short written by yours truly, Sandra London, at 1 hour 52 in Los Angeles, California. So there you are. Oh, and we have a caller. One moment. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Hi, Sandra. This is Mark. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How's it going?
I'm doing just fine. I wanted to thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome. I'm very excited to speak with you. You know, me being a cam girl and all. But yes, tell me and tell my listeners where you're from. For starters.
Well, I live on the East Coast in North Carolina.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, alrighty. And how long have you been a website owner of adult type things? Is this like your first venture with Cam Model Directory, or have you done anything else?
No, actually, I've had several sites over the years. I started out doing some affiliate marketing in the always been in the CAM area, and CAM Model Directory I started about, it was in July of 2012,
okay.
You know, almost 18 months ago. But I've had a couple of affiliate marketing sites. I have some white label CAM sites as well. So not quite my first one, but it's definitely the biggest and has been the most successful.
Okay, so then to make the transition then from, like, more general affiliate marketing, like, to more specific, I guess, niche marketing, was that a big jump, or did you start straight away in, like, more entertainment realm type industry online?
Yeah, so I kind of, I mean, I've been working in the IT field for about 20 years, and about 5 years ago, I was doing some consulting work, and I got a job working for a large online adult escort directory,
who
I still work with to this day. But so that was sort of my first entry into the adult world, then over the years, I kind of wanted to branch out and do, you know, more of my own things. So I was very interested in the CAM area because it just seemed like it's such a really big popular area, and so that's when I started setting up some affiliate marketing sites and so on. But I came to realize that there was no. Go ahead.
I was going to ask if you've I don't know. Inspired a bunch of questions in me, so I'm going to try to slow myself down a little bit. But I'm interested in that part, I guess, as far as seeing the possibility of, like, a lucrative endeavor and going into CAM marketing, coming from something that was already adult to something more specific as far as, like, you know, the possibility of face-to-face interaction yet still being, you know, away, like a distance away from one another. Like if you studied like the the marketing trends of that kind of popularity and things like that, like if you keep an eye to that, because I've seen like just with like XBiz or like what's the other one? Why am I forgetting? Avian. A lot of what they talk about goes into like the trends of, you know, face-to-face, virtual, I don't know, the emergence of that and the popularity of like porn star shows and things like this. Like if that was something that you saw directly, or if you just had a sort of natural inclination to want to like venture into something that seemed more personal, although less personal at the same time than something like escorting.
Yeah.
For escort marketing, anyway.
Yeah, so, I mean, what I found, I didn't want to compete directly with the people I was working for, but at the same time, while I was, you know, in my career over the last 5 years, I've learned that, you know, the cam market is really big. I mean, there's just tons out there. But one of the things I noticed was there were no directories for cam models anywhere. I mean, it was, especially for independent cam models. I mean, there were a few small sites, but I was, you know, I looked high and low, and it was strange because in the escort world, there's tons of them, but I didn't see any in the cam world. And so that's kind of when I came up with this idea. I'm like, well, why don't I just start a directory for cam models?
Right.
Where they can promote their services, you know, similar to like you see on a lot of the escort directories. And so that was sort of my original idea, you know, like, well, this has got to work, you know, there's nobody else doing this, so let me just give it a shot and see how it goes. So that was kind of my, you know, thinking along those lines.
Right. But have you noticed nowadays that there actually are more cam model listing services and things like this? Like, I'm not aware of how they would rank one another or how you would fit into all that. Like, I don't know, but, you know, I, as a cam model, I'm familiar with other sites that do list independent models. And it's kind of like what led me to camming was seeing, you know, the possibility of just being an independent cam model and signing up with independent sites that'll post, you know, this kind of thing. Like, how do you keep an eye on the competition, or do you feel like there is no competition for what you personally do?
There's definitely competition, and I certainly wasn't the first one to come up with it, but I guess most of the independent sites that I saw out there kind of tried to mimic the what I call the big box chat sites, where they would, you know, models would have a profile. And so you go to the site, and then you just see, like, a bunch of pictures of models on a page, and that was sort of it. And I wanted something a little more dynamic and interactive than that. So the idea that I came up with it was, I think that one of the things that sets Cam Model Directory apart is the fact that while models do have profiles, the way they are able to promote themselves is by placing ads on the site. So they can place as many ads as they like. It can be to promote their, you know, cam shows. It could be to promote, you know, videos if they sell them, clothing if they sell them. And there's no limit on the number of ads that they can place, other than the fact that I try to limit it to one every 24 hours because I don't want one model, you know, posting an ad every 5 minutes and sort of, you know, keeping her face up there all the time. So I do limit
right.
it that way, but it gives the model
and
an opportunity to try it.
And what are the requirements for posting? Is there like a fee to post the ad for their cam services or their clips or photos or things like this, or is it per ad or per period of time?
Yeah. So the way we make money on the site is basically by having the models send all their sales and their clients through our payment processor. So there's no fee for placing ads. They can place as many ads as they want. But basically the way it works is when they get a sale, if they get a $100 show, you know, the model will keep 75% of that and the site keeps 25%, which as I'm sure you're aware, as a model, that's a really good deal compared to most of the big box sites, where you know they'll keep anywhere from 35% to 50%. I really believe that the models deserve to keep way more than that. I wish I could give more than 75%, but fact of the matter is, it costs money to run the site, so that's really the best that we can do. But I think it's still far better than what models are paid on other sites.
With that 25%, like, do you put a portion of that towards outside marketing to bring customers to look, at your directory? Like, if it listed a bunch of prominent places and things like this?
I'll be honest with you. I don't do a whole lot of buying of traffic. What I really focus on is just really good SEO. If you do a search for anything cam-related or independent cam-related or anything like that, we're going to show up in the top probably 5 on just about any of the targeted keywords that we target. I do a little bit of buying of traffic, but honestly, it's not a significant part of my marketing budget, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, so then if your focus is search engine optimization, for anybody that doesn't know SEO, search engine optimization, do you ever have to, tweak the way in which you advertise or the way in which you get that search engine placement, in regards to adult advertising or things like this? I know that a lot of girls that, strike it out alone as indies, they often mention coming up against the Google wall or, different sorts of things.
Well, yeah.
Like how, what they can or cannot list or say, and whether or not their ad can come up, as a side ad once the search is run or things like this. Like, do you have to constantly finagle ways to avoid triggering sensors or any of this?
Google doesn't. From what I've learned over the years, there's not. I don't think they really censor anything. Now they do limit what you can buy ad traffic for. For example, you can't buy traffic or ads on Google with the keyword escort. They don't allow that. But as far as just the search, one of the reasons I set my site up the way I did was to generate a lot of dynamic and changing content, and that's one of the things Google really likes to see. They want, whereas, like I said, most of my competitors, they may have 50 models, they have one profile each, and it never ever changes, so they tend not to rank as well. Mine, again, it's all these ads are getting placed every day, it's changing all the time, and also, viewers can comment on those ads, so it almost, works similar to a blog does, but that kind of thing is really, favored by Google and helps generate the rankings that we get.
I see. Okay. And then, going briefly back to the 75-25 thing, what is the minimum that is set for cashing out for cam models, and how often are they paid?
So I pay out weekly. I do it on Sundays. In fact, I did it just earlier today. Payouts are always 1 week behind. So, for example, today I paid out for the week of the 13th to the 19th. But there's no minimum except for Payoneer, which is the primary way that I do payouts. They require a $20 minimum. So, if they didn't require $20
minimum,
I like
Payoneer. They're awesome.
I don't know if I could run this business without them, to be honest with you. They require a $20 minimum, so that's the minimum. If it were up to me, I would prefer to pay out regardless of what the model made, just because I don't like having to keep track every week if a model only made, say, $15, and then she doesn't make anything for several weeks. I got to keep track of that over the weeks, but I would rather just go ahead and pay it off. But they don't let me, so $20 is the minimum.
Right, and then which other options are there if the CAM model chooses not to use Payoneer?
Well, currently the only other option I have is if the model's in the United States, I can send her a check. But outside of the United States, it becomes difficult because I start, you know, mailing. Because I can send checks in the U.S. through my bank, and it's online, and it's really easy, but it's only in the U.S. So if they're outside the U.S., then I'd have to start dealing with international mail, and the expenses go up. So really for outside the U.S., Payoneer is it. But I'm planning to set up the ability to do direct deposit here pretty soon, so that'll be a third option that will be available.
And do you have a pretty decent amount of international models? I think I did see one really cute girl. She might be my favorite right now. She was like a J-cup brunette. She was pretty hot. So I saw her on your homepage. I think she might be from England. I don't know. But, like, do you have a lot of international models?
Yes. I would say, if I'm just guessing, but I would say probably half of the models are outside of the U.S. and Canada. So U.S. and Canada, I'd say probably half. The rest are, I mean, there's a lot of Romanian models. There's a lot of lot in the U.K., a few in other European countries, Spain, Italy, and so on and so forth. But,
okay. And then are there any countries where it's just not feasible to accept them because of just different, like, banking issues or, like, I don't know, because I know that there are different sites, like, well, I only ask because there's, like, I don't know if it was Life Jasmine or some other site where they couldn't accept certain models from different Asian countries because of just some law or some weird, like, method of payment or something. And I know when I was at the European Summit in Prague, like, 2 years ago, there's actual, it's not, I don't know, there's some weird technical and legal issues for even Italian models to a certain extent, like, so everything has to be worded just right in a way, like, just if you ever come up against any sort of an issue like that or chargebacks, like, there's just some countries where there are people who are, like, customers where it's more likely that they'll there's a higher probability of a chargeback because they want to work the system in a way, I guess. They want to get the free show and not pay the girls for it.
Yeah, those are two separate problems, I guess. So the first one is not much of an issue. I mean, the only country that I'm aware of currently where it's illegal for people to participate in camming online is in the Philippines. I read about this, and I'm not exactly sure the extent to which that law is enforced. And I did at one time have some models on my site from the Philippines, but I don't currently. But I've never run into any problems with payment. I mean, if they can get a Payoneer account, then I can pay them.
Right.
So that's not so much anything. Now, the second one with chargeback, that's a whole nother conversation.
Like, is that the reason why the payments have to be a week staggered behind in a way to make sure?
That's part of the reason, exactly. Because what can happen, there's two reasons. Number one is it takes about 24 to 48 hours for funds to settle through credit card transactions. So, for example, and they don't work over the weekend. So, for example, you know, any sales that are done on, say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those don't actually show up in my account until the following Tuesday. So if I'm paying out on Sunday, basically I would be paying out money that I haven't actually received yet. So that's why I think a lot of companies, you know, kind of have that delay. You want to make sure those funds come through. Secondly, is in the event that, you know, there's a chargeback or a dispute of some kind or somebody wants a refund for some reason, it gives me a little bit of time to sort of intercept that, I guess, or allow that to happen before I actually pay out the model because it's not a huge issue, but, it does happen from time to time.
I won't name them, but there are one or two different companies that folded where I I'm still owed money from where they either folded because they folded under who knows circumstances, and some they folded because of the amount of chargebacks. And so I always wonder with, like, anyone that's managing, you know, multiple payments from various sources, like, if the banks are happy to see them come in, or if they're like, oh, Lordy, like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun nightmare. Or, you know, all this kind of thing of, like, just how, I don't know. I guess I look at it, yeah, from the owner's standpoint of how receptive have, like, you know, payment processors and, like, financial establishments been with, you know, an owner wanting to have a directory or a white label site or a this or that where there's going to be multiple transactions and thereby increasing, like, possibility of, you know, some heinous chargeback.
Yeah, I mean, there are banks are loath to do business with adult companies. I mean, there are a few out there that do. And it's like an act of Congress to try and get a merchant account if you're, if you're in the adult field. But one of the things that Camile Directory does is, you know, we take on all risk of chargeback. The models are not held responsible for that. And
I can tell.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said that's very brave of you.
Well, I mean.
It's
unfortunate.
The most ethical,
I mean,
but it's also very brave. It can be.
I mean, when I first started, I was using a different payment gateway that didn't have really any good security controls in place, and I was getting eaten alive by chargebacks. I've got to put in a plug for RocketGate, who is the payment gateway that I use now. They are just absolutely fantastic. It literally changed my business. I mean, my chargeback ratios declined significantly because they have some great anti-fraud tools in place. So now my chargeback rates are much, much lower. The banks are much happier with me now. And, you know, but I still have to do things like, you know, I can't allow new customers to come in and charge more than, say, $100, because in my experience, if a guy comes on a site and he's new to my site and I've never heard of him before and he wants to spend $500, I can almost guarantee you this guy's using a stolen card. So, but every now and then a guy comes along who really just has a lot of money and likes to spend it, and it, you know, I can't take that money sometimes. So, it's a bit of a game you have to play. You have to weigh the risk, and sometimes you have to turn away good clients just because you have this problem that we have to deal with fraud.
That's interesting to me. Like, I'm wondering if either you've experienced this or think it might be a good thing to do of having, like, a sort of a customer service rep who, like, everything seems to check out, like, the card and everything seems fine, but they just want to make sure where they could tell the customer, like, okay, call in to us and we will speak with you for a few moments and then we'll release, like, your initial limit or something like this, just because when I was working in a club, I got, like, a really good customer for a champagne room, and, like, he just kept wanting to spend more and more time, thereby spending more and more money, and he actually called to his bank to say, yes, I know what I'm doing, yes, like, I want to do this, yes, please raise my limits, and therefore spent much, much more, like, if there's some kind of, if that's feasible or possible, to have guys there, because there are guys out there that just, they're very bored or they're very, like, stimulated or whatever, and they actually do have the funds, where it would be nice if the woman could receive that, you know.
Yeah, and I have done
like
that
right
on occasion.
Then.
I mean, most guys don't really, they kind of
get
weirded out.
They don't
want to
talk to some other person, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
right
and
in the middle of it.
What I've tried to do is send them, like, you know, if I run into this situation and the model's telling me this guy, you know, wants to spend money, I'll send them an email, and I'm like, look, if you're willing to, you know, show me your ID and your card and they match up, you know, I'll lift this restriction. And by the way, a lot of brick and mortar retailers do the same thing when you go to purchase something
right.
in a in a store, they'll ask to see your credit card. So it's really not any different. But
right.
that being said, most guys kind of want to keep their privacy when they're doing this. And so while I've had a few people take me up on it, the vast majority have not.
I'm just thinking, like, if you had, like, female customer service reps, so it's another woman that, you know, so they're not startled by, like, they're hanging out with a chick online, they want to spend more, and then they call to verify it, and it's all, hello, like, some dude, like, if there's, you know, females on standby to be like, hi, I just have to ask you a few questions, and then they actually, like, get their voice, you know, on, you know, the call and say, we're going to record this, so that it, in the event that it's not them, that the true person can be like, that's not me, hello, like a voice recognition type thing, you know, sort of like, I don't feel like showing that driver's license or my this or my that, but I will talk to you and answer all your questions kind of thing, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder, that's a good point, I wonder if there's some services out there, there may be some third-party services out there that can do that kind of thing. I hadn't thought about it, but I think I could look into, because it is an issue, I mean, that occasionally comes up. Would like to find a solution to this. So. Yeah, thanks for that idea. That's a great idea.
Oh, thank you. I just think that would be awesome all around because as many times as there have been no holds barred on a guy's credit card, like in a champagne room transaction or a cam transaction, there's also been plenty of times where they're like, it's not letting me add more. It's not letting me take more out. It's not, and it's like, ugh. And, you know that they're good for it, and you know that they want to. Otherwise, they would just leave. So, yeah.
I mean, obviously, we would like to cater to those people. Like, once a guy has an established record with my site, of a month or more without any problems, then I don't have an issue. Letting them spend more money. But it's just really the new guy. After you've done this for a while, you can just kind of tell. You know, you see somebody coming in who, you know, right off the bat, and they're wanting to spend $1,000. I'm like, really? I mean, you know, nobody does that. But anyway, it's just part of the world we live in and you know, what we have to deal with.
It is, but at the same time, I don't know, like, yes, I can tell this person's going to be trouble, like, that's very reasonable of a way to think and to go about business, but at the same time, I just wish more companies in general would have, like, if you wish to, you know, be a big spender and you know it as soon as you, like, from the go, like, from get-go, then, you know, just sign, you know, click here and sign up for this thing, and we'll just ask you a few more questions than we ask everybody else, and you can choose to call and talk some more, or you can choose to put your driver's license, but if you just want to step in as royalty, that you're a big spender, then just do this, because I think people are missing out. Like, you know, companies are missing out. The women are missing out. The banks are missing out. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the banks, I mean, while they, it's a precarious sort of a situation, because obviously they make money. They want you to make money because they make money. But they also have pretty strict limits on things, especially when you first start out.
I know they do, but it's just like a, I don't know. I just think it would be a good way to, like, walk people at the same time of, like, they thought they wanted to spend all that, you know, and if they're, like, someone that's just posing, they don't have the funds to spend, or they plan to, like, get it all back, they're going to feel a bit more uncomfortable with answering, you know, the extra line of questioning, you know? So, like, I don't know.
Well, you have a pretty good business idea here. I think maybe you should, follow up on that and start a company that can do this. And then companies like me, I'll use it and pay you for it.
I'm just putting the thoughts out there in the world so that people can just do it. And they do it, I will sign up and I'll let you know about it. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, most things that involve, like, heavy, you know, big spending, they're a bit more thoughtful in the first place and aren't spontaneous and instant. But then at the same time, we also have Vegas and we have Atlantic City and we have Macau. You know, we have places where people are like, yes, I'm ready to spend, and nobody's going to question them about it. They're there to spend, you know? It's entertainment. So I just look at, I don't know, the way sometimes adult and entertainment gets, like, they're the rotten child in the corner or something. It's like,
yeah, dude,
they're
exactly.
missing out. They're missing out
the
by
ugly
denying,
stepchild,
like,
yeah.
Or they're, like, denying, like, you know, to me, it's not that much different from, you know, casinos and gambling and all this type of stuff. Like, you're an adult. Improve you're an adult. Improve you're about to spend a ridiculous amount of money for not quite no reason, because it's personal to you. It's why you want to be, you know, spend virtual time with that girl. Why you don't the dollar amount doesn't matter. If you have it, like, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, actually, the online gaming industry has the same problem. I mean, it's a little easier in when you're not doing card-not-present transactions, you know, like I do and most online companies do, because at least then you have a signed receipt as evidence that, you know, this person did this charge. And like I said, you can ask them then to see their photo ID, but in a card-not-present transaction, you know, I don't have that luxury. I can't prove who it is on the other end making that charge. So that's kind of where it's a little different. But anyway.
Well, wait. Tell me about that, though. Do they do that with, like, online gambling? Because, like, the bit I know, really, is just about, like, I think New Jersey legalized online gambling not too long ago. But I don't know about every state or... And you know,
yeah, I mean, fraud is huge in that industry as well, in the online gambling industry. It's a big problem for them, maybe even bigger than in the adult. But, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if you got a stolen card, probably the first place you're going to go is to a gambling site to see if you can make some money off of it, you know. Second place you're going to go is to a porn site
but that would seem catastrophic. I don't understand their reasoning for that. you want to steal someone's card and then lose all of it, potentially all of the funds you're planning to spend. Like, what? I don't know.
It's not their money, so they don't
care.
I mean, it's a problem for all merchants. I mean, even merchants who sell, you know, real goods and services, that, you know, that have to be delivered. I mean, they get bit by this too. It's just it's a problem all the way around for e-commerce. I mean, it just is. So.
Yes. Alrighty. Well. So let's go back to your site then specifically. So what would you recommend for cam models who are interested in signing up and listing with your site as far as attracting clientele and things like this? Like, do you have any tips for photo quality, text, what they can or cannot say in their ads, this kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, I wish there was, like, one for me. I mean, for my site in particular, by far the best thing a model can do is to place frequent ads. The more ads that she places, the more exposure she's going to get on the site, and then, therefore, the more clients she's likely to get. Now, as far as what in her ad, I mean, I wish I could say there was some formula, but there's really not, and it's kind of surprising to me sometimes.
No, there has to be.
No?
Come on, think about it. Come on. There has to be. There must be a way for you to see.
You would probably know better than me. I mean.
No. Well,
no?
I know good advice, I guess, for, I don't know. Like, I've been on a
I mean, obviously good photos
dancer sites
are...
and cam sites for years, and you know, I can, I don't know. What would you say? I've met several lovely ladies in person who are cam models and or dancers, and know, you know, who is and who is not successful by having met them. But, like, I don't know, like, you can see when you're cashing out for everybody, like, there tends to be, like, you know, the whole Pareto principle, like, 20% of the chicks making 80% of the money, and those women must all tend to, A, have stellar photos, have, like, sexy text or something, or a combination of both, like, in that way. I'm not looking for, like, a specific woman or anything like that, but just, like, a, I don't know, like, is it solely that they just put that many darn ads in a row within the 24-hour limit and that's it? Like, they can't. Please don't tell me that's it.
Like, no, I'm just saying on my side, that's probably, that's one of the main things you can do. But to me, the ability to cultivate regular, you know, regular clients is the key. I mean, if you...
Right.
And how they do that, I think, varies from one model to another. I mean, I don't think if I were to tell people, okay, who are the top 10 models on my site, they'd probably be surprised because it's not necessarily the most beautiful women. I mean, there's so much more that goes into it, and I don't know what it is that these women have that guys coming back. I really don't. I mean, I've even talked to them, like, what is it you do?
I can guess.
I said, you know better than I do.
Okay. All right. Well, anybody out there tuning in, I'm going to guess right now, and I guarantee you I'm more likely right than not. No, I'm going to guess their photos are clear, so that the men know what they can look forward to, and that their text is not cluttered, so that they... You know, if a guy has to stop and think too much about what he's going to do or what he might want to do on cam or with the cam girl, that's too much thinking. I think men are very visual, so if something's just very clear so they know what's going to happen or what they're going to be looking at, one, and then two, that once they establish contact with a woman that she is there and present, and, you know, raring to go, because it's futile if you, like, have, you know, 300 ads in the space of, like, what, 300 days, but
you can only do
100 shows are able to be done, and whatever, like, yeah, so being there and, like, whatever they said they will do in the ad, you know, with legal limits, they do. And that, you know, they personalize it. They talk to the guy and want to know more about him and what he specifically wants, you know, establishes a sense of, you know, breaks down the distance as if they can feel like they're right there with them, even though they could be, like, in Romania or in, you know, Italy or, like, Canada or whatever, and no matter where the guy is, like, the ability to connect through the phone or computer or what have you. That's not my guess.
Yeah. No, I think you're probably absolutely right on a lot of that, and especially what keeps guys coming back to the same models, you know, over and over again. You know, they're obviously doing something along those lines to keep their customers happy and wanting to come back. But I think that's one of the things that I think that sets, you know, cam model directory apart is, you know, we make sure that all the models on the site are verified. We do a Skype interview with all of them, and then we make sure that all the photos that they're putting up are of them. Because, that's one of the things I've found in the past that with some similar kinds of sites is they're pretty sketchy. I mean, you see pictures of girls that, you know, I was like, gosh, you look, they could tell their stock photo. You know, there's no way this is like, you know, this model.
Well, yeah, I don't like the stock photos that are too perfect. I do like really good photos.
Exactly.
If it's a well-known person, it happens to just be a banging photo, then that's one thing. But, like, I don't know, like, I just, like, yeah, like, the more realistic, not looking way too perfect, airbrushed everything, like not just the girl, mm-hmm. but even the background is too perfect. I don't like, and I don't know, like, I guess this, I wish that more women, if they're like, if they're thicker or things like this, that they wouldn't mind showing, you know, their figure, their beautiful, luscious figure, because there are guys who they have, like, girlfriends, wives, whatever, or they dated someone who looked just like her, and they want to kind of relive that experience, and they know already, which, you know, what a full-figured woman is going to look like. So it makes me sad sometimes when women that are, you know, thick or luscious, whatever, they don't, when they try to pretend to be smaller, that kind of bothers me sometimes. I don't think they should worry about that.
No, absolutely not. There's a big market for BBW models. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, I think some very good models on my site are BBWs and do very well. I think whatever your particular niche is, you know, go for it and you know, make the most of it. I knew a man at one time who was a used car salesman, and I used to go to his car lot, and I'm venturing off on tangent here, but I'll bring it back, and he'd buy these old junky cars, and I'm like, well, who's going to buy that piece of shit car that you're telling me? Like, Mark, what you don't understand is there's an ass for every seat, and you know, it goes in this business as well. I mean, I don't care what this model looks like or what, there's somebody out there who likes it. And
yeah.
it's very true. So
yes,
embrace it, whatever
true.
It is, whatever your thing is. You know,
I think it's
it.
Very true. I can't remember if I might be getting it wrong. I think it might be Deja Vu or one of these strip club like franchises that's like 100 chicks, 97 hot ones, and 3 ugly ones. But who can define ugly? You know, because I as a dancer, when I danced, there were girls that are stunning, and they usually make a lot of money, but sometimes they make nothing, and sometimes everybody's looking at the girl who's cashing out all of this dough, and sometimes she's just as stunning as the girl making nothing, and sometimes you're like, what the hell? I don't get it. It doesn't matter. It's like, it's for that guy. He likes her. He wants to spend on her, you know, so it's, You have to have a mix, and it's not like I don't know, a balance of super hotness and then utter dog. No, there are like varying levels of hot in a certain way, like cute, sexy, all these different things that one can be, but that, you know, I don't know, the same as there's hot chicks who never do well sometimes as well. I've seen that in clubs, or rarely, the same with, you know, of like a, what, her? Nah, where she always makes
a lot of it has to do with attitude,
Definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't think there's any such thing as an ugly woman. I just don't. I mean, I really don't believe that some are better looking than others, but every woman has got something about her, I think, that is appealing to somebody in some way. And it's just a matter of figuring out what that is. You know, if you're in the industry and want to be successful and finding the right sites to cater to that, because not every site is right for every model either, you know.
Right, that's true.
You know, I don't pretend to say that the CMB is going to be the best site for every model out there. And, you know, I'm happy to tell a model if I don't think she'll do well on my site, I'll let her know. I just know the kind of clients that come to my site, and, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys
coming
to my site for really.
Is it often that you have to tell
No,
a model that or
no,
okay.
No, not really. I mean, but like I've had a few who were really into like BDSM stuff and like that, and that they didn't really do any vanilla kind of. It's just like, I don't know. I just haven't. The guys who come to my site just aren't. I mean, I'm not saying there's no fetish. You know, people have different fetishes, but.
Right.
I just don't think I've got, you know, those guys, there are niche sites for that stuff, and that's where they go, and I think that, you know, the models who come to my site and are really just, that's all they do, are probably not going to do that well. I mean, it's just because of the kind of traffic I get. So,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Hmm. And as far as model retention, like, have you been able to keep models as they join in and, you know, sign up and all this kind of stuff when they list their profiles? Do you have like a pretty high attrition rate where they come back and they keep coming, they keep continuing, or do they stay for a while and venture off?
I think like any other site, my site is one of many that models use. I don't think there are very many models who work just one site. I have a few models on my site that only work on my site, but they're definitely not, you know, they're few and far between. I think it depends on what their expectations are when they come in. I mean, my site is still fairly small. It's growing, but it's, you know, I'm nowhere near like a Live Jasmine or a MyFreeCam. On the other hand, you know,
Well, the cut is much more
models,
attractive. The percentage.
The cut is attractive. Yeah, the percentage is better, but, you know, I don't think, there probably aren't a lot of models who can live off of just my site. But that being said, I mean, depending on any site you're on, can be slow at times. And so, you know, that's why they tend to work on multiple sites, because if it's slow on my site, then they can go work on another. If it's slow on, you know, my free cams, then they can come work mine.
Right.
But as far as retention goes, I mean, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. I mean, I get a lot of positive feedback. Some models just don't get the whole ads thing. They're just so used to, they have a profile and that's it, and they don't understand that is such an important part of my site, is creating ads on a regular basis to promote yourself. And
right.
For whatever reason, they just don't want to do it, or, you know, it's not hard. I mean, honestly, you know, 2 minutes.
Well, maybe you should do something like, maybe you should do something where, like, they can pay then to have it repost every, you know,
well,
every,
as a matter of fact,
week,
Sandra, I do
like,
have that feature.
Do you now?
Yes, it's called bumping. Yeah, you can bump your ad. So, for example, you know, if you have an ad, you know, they created a week ago and you don't want to create a new one, but you want to show up at the top of the page, you can bump it. Now I do put limits on that, because I don't want models bumping, you know, every 5 minutes,
but
they do have that capability, to do that.
Yeah. So how does the rotation go? Like, is it like a truly random, selection every single time that somebody visits your site? Is it, because of the people paying the bump, is it always going to have the bumped girls first every time someone goes to your site in a given day or a given week?
Or is it kind of like a random luck of the draw? It's chronological. So, I mean, it works like Backpage or Craigslist, right? When you put up an ad on Backpage, you show up at the very top, right? And then over time, your ad goes down, as people put it. It works exactly the same way. So it's chronologically done. So when you put up a new ad, it takes you to, you're on the main page at the top. Or if you bump your ad, then you show up at the top. But, I mean, people are putting up ads constantly all day long, so it's constantly changing. And we do offer premium services. There's featured models, there's VIP models, where they'll stand out more and their ads show up on that main page all the time. And we charge, you know, nominal fees for that, extra exposure if they want it.
Sounds good. Okay, and then, let's see, have you ever had to ban a model from your site in 18 months that it's been up? Oh, and then what things would cause an auto ban for a model?
So the primary reason, I mean, I don't have a lot of rules on my site. I mean, it's, you know, the way I look at my site is I view the models as my customers. I'm providing them with marketing services. I'm providing them with payment processing services. But the only way that I make money is if they use my payment system. And I make that very clear, you know, anytime a model signs up with me, that they have to use our payment system for any clients that they get through our site. That's only fair.
Right.
And yet still models will, you know, try and skirt that and use PayPal and other ways to get paid. And I have a zero tolerance policy for that. So yeah, I have to ban models for that. You know, unfortunately, it happens.
And then what kind of feedback have you received from any of your models, both positive and negative, in regards to the site itself or the customers or any of this, either way, good or bad?
Well, it varies. I mean, I think I really love it when I get feedback from a model, or, you know, like I got an email last week, I think, from a new model, and she was just saying how she really enjoyed the fact that, you know, she didn't have to sit in a chat room waiting, you know, trying to entice a guy to get a private show with her. You know, basically she could just be on Skype and be on her phone. She doesn't even have to be on a computer and get a message and, you know, and figure out, oh, is this guy legit or not? Yeah, he really wants a show. And then she can go and get ready and do the show.
Right.
I get a lot of feedback like that from models who really like that, the way the site operates like that.
Mm-hmm.
On the negative, I'm trying to think, you know, it's not all roses. I'm trying to think what are some of the more common complaints that I get. I guess some models.
Well, do they ever have customers who will, you know, maybe they're like, I don't know about this dude, he seems sketch or whatever, and then they'll, like, complain of, like, okay, but now he's, like, you know, looking me up here or there, emailing me when I said no, you know, or when I blew him off or this kind of a thing, or is there not really much
of
that?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest complaint I get is about time wasters. You know, they're like, God, I get so many guys who, like, come on there and they're just wasting my time. They're not going to buy a show, and that you know, that's a problem on every site. It's not just my site. You
right.
know, if you're on,
yeah, that's very true.
You know, any site,
ChatterBait,
whatever.
Yeah,
you got these guys who do that.
Any cam site. Yeah.
You know, and I'm sympathetic to that. I wish I knew, you know, what I could do to prevent that. But, you know, it's a very difficult problem to address. You know, one of the things I'm thinking about doing in the future is actually having a live chat, adding a live chat to Camwell Directory so that, and that's the other thing I think models complain about a lot is because there is no chat room, so to speak, where, you know, a guy can actually see the model, you know, they'll sometimes ask for free previews, and models hate doing that, you know, because generally with the guys ask for a free preview, he's probably screwing around and just wants
well,
to see her real quick and, you know, and,
you
know,
it,
show
like,
himself to her on camera or something like that, so.
Well, do you have it, like, on your site where, like, within the model's profile, she could put, like, a short teaser video that automatically plays, not just one like for sale, but one where she can say hi.
Yeah.
Na 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 na.
Yeah, they're actually they can include a link to a YouTube video or Vimeo or wherever they, you know, store it for a teaser video. But you know, some guys are just, you know, they're just
going
to
ask.
Yeah,
like, I want to see you right
I mean,
now, right now. Yeah, like today.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Very clear. Yeah, I mean, it's very clear on my site. I verify every single model. I make sure that every picture that gets uploaded is accurate. I mean, these, you know, I go out of my way to make sure that what the guy sees is what he's going to get. But yet,
right.
You know, that's why I think most of the guys are asking. They're just kind of screwing around. Because, you know, my site has a really good reputation for that. I've never had someone tell me, God, that was not the same girl, you know. Just hasn't ever happened.
Yeah.
So, but that anyway, that's sort of one reason why I thought about having a live chat site is, you know, a model could go in there and say, okay, look, you can see me. Here I am. Hey, you know, without having to actually turn on our cam on Skype to do that. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of one thing to have in the works.
Cool, cool. Well, it all sounds very exciting, and you have definitely piqued my interest. So I'm going to check you out, you know, I'm gonna look.
Are you gonna sign up?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Like strong likelihood. Like 96% sure. Yes.
Mhm. Excited to have you on the site.
The 4% reason would be if my computer crashes. That would be the only reason why I wouldn't. So there you are. So yeah. Well, I'm very grateful that you have agreed to do an interview and you've answered so many of my questions, and hopefully a lot of questions for any listening cam models or their customers or potential customers. So I don't know. I appreciate you coming on.
Well, I appreciate you doing it. It was a lot of fun. I really am glad you asked me to be on.
Yay. Woohoo. Well, thank you. And I guess before the end of the show, if you can please tell me your favorite sexy and your favorite scary movie.
My favorite scary movie? Mm-hmm. Gotta be The Shining. The Shining,
yeah.
I think, is probably one of my favorites. And I'm a big Stanley Kubrick fan, so my favorite sexy movie, I'm kind of embarrassed to say I don't watch a lot of porn, and I'm not sure.
Or just even like a normal movie that's sexy. Like, for example, my one of my favorites was The Secretary with Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'll learn how to say that name one of these days. Maggie, the secretary.
Wait, which movie?
The secretary.
Oh, the secretary. Oh, yeah, with Maggie Gyllenhaal. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good movie. Yeah, sure did. I like that one. I'm gonna have a hard time thinking of a sexy. I mean, I'm more likely to watch stuff like The Godfather and Goodfellas.
That's not sexy.
Like that. I don't know.
That's not sexy.
They are.
I said that's not. This is not.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Mr.
You know, it's so funny. I was reading
the
question, and I was like, sexy movie. Oh my God, I don't know.
Come on, Little Mermaid, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Original Sin.
Kind of
oh my God, go watch this movie, Original Sin, with Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas. That is a sexy movie.
Whew. Oh well, the one, the La Mariacha with oh God, what's her name?
Which one?
I can't remember. El Mariachi with oh my God, Antonio Banderas and beautiful actress, Latina. Selma Hayek. Yes, Selma Hayek. Oh, my God,
yeah.
There's an incredible scene between those two in that movie.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with that. How about that?
Okay. Well, that works.
El Mariachi.
Works for me.
Okay.
Voila. There we go. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. So, everyone, I hope you all have enjoyed this interview with Mark B. of cammodeldirectory.com. You can check his website out at that website, cammodeldirectory.com, and there's also a banner on my site on the left-hand side of livinggrind.com, a.k.a. thelivinggrindla.com. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Sandra. I hope you have a great Halloween.
You too. Oh, are you going to be something?
Right.
You have, like, a costume?
I'm probably going to just walk around with my kids around the neighborhood while they collect candy and I eat it later, so... That's what I usually do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be a zebra. I got my costume. It's sexy.
Oh, a sexy zebra? Take a picture. Put it on your website.
I will. I promise. I will. It's a sexy zebra corset I won't spoil all the rest, but yes, it's hot.
By the way, I wanted to say, you don't have nearly enough pictures of you on your website.
Yes, I do.
You got pictures
of
all
the
other people. It's like...
I'll do more. I am due for a new photo shoot, and I did just get my hair done, so yes, I will do more.
Yes. All right. Good night, Sandra.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That was my interview with Mark B. of cammodeldirectory.com, and I do not have enough time this evening to do oratio oblica, but I will probably post a reading with video of oratio oblica for Halloween, and I'll wear that. I'll wear my my zebra costume for you all, so you're in for a treat, loves. There you are, and good night. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Didn't think we can do it again.